It's a Monday, and we're here to do Monday things.
What were you talking about?
You know, it says that we're here to do Monday things, but I don't even know what that means.
This is Monday.
Well, yeah, but like, what is a Monday thing? Like, what's something you only do on Mondays?
The Monday show.
Besides that. Like everyday life things, like
dread life as you go to work after the weekend.
But the stereotype that Mondays suck, I don't know if I agree with it. I kind of like Mondays, but I'm in a different place.
You
in my
are
life.
A very different place.
I used to be in that place. I used to be in the corporate.
You know who
drag
hates
my ass
Mondays?
To work.
My dog.
Oh, why?
Because I leave on Mondays.
Yeah, but what
she
is
she hates it?
What is she? Oh, she doesn't like it when you leave, and no. She knows that you're about to. She'll get
sad.
Nervous before, even if she's. Like, she'll get nervous on a Monday. Like, today, you didn't have to go into the office. You will on Thursday. But because you didn't today, she still got nervous at first because she wasn't sure.
Yeah.
I saw it in
anytime
her.
I put my shoes on, she gets nervous because yeah. She's like, are you leaving? What's happening? Are you taking me with you?
Your dog's jacked, dude.
She's a dummy.
Why is she so dumb? Can we work on that? Can that be a project here to get her not less stupid?
I'm trying. I really am.
I mean, we love her no matter what, but she's kind of stupid.
She's dumb.
Not stupid. What's because she's smart in a lot of ways.
She's a very nervous dog.
Yeah.
And it's a pain in the butt.
I don't know how you fix that.
I don't either.
I don't know how to make myself, you know, the things I'm nervous about.
Yeah.
How do I don't even know how to do that. How
like,
am I supposed
to fix
a dog?
How do you deal with an anxious dog if you can't even deal with your own anxious?
Exactly. I don't want to be
an anxious man.
I don't like to be on a plane full of people breathing.
Blech.
How am I supposed to teach a dog
just like
to
people in general?
Although your dog should quit eating poo. That I know.
I am trying with that.
Let's
too.
Work on that. And everything else can take a little side.
What has to happen is I have to go out with her every time she goes outside, which I'm fine with. But sometimes you're taking care of her and you don't do it.
That is sometimes true. Yeah. There's a little bit of truth to that. I'll admit it. I admit it. Okay. We're going to talk about some stuff today. We got a whole lineup
whole
here.
Lineup.
I'm Scott and that's Carter, by the way.
Hello.
I forgot to do proper
I'm Carter.
Yeah, this is Carter. She is the fruit of my loins. I'm her dad.
Stop.
You're gonna
say that every show?
I produce the fruit, or I produce the seed, and your mother provided the egg, and then through a magical
I'm
process.
I'm really glad that
when a mom and a dad love each other so much.
I'm really glad we're going through the process.
Well, let's
understand how I got here.
The journey through the urethra. No, we're not doing
Please,
that.
Please, no.
I just saw that episode of King of the Hill where he's got the narrow urethra. That is a great episode.
The best part is how Cotton pronounced it. He goes, you got that narrow urethra.
Urethra. You got that narrow urethra. I ain't got no narrow urethra, he says.
Got that from your mother.
I killed 50 men. We love that show.
It's a great show.
It is the most comforty food show.
I just kicked the stupid, dumbass
Carter, that's
can.
You doing that.
Stupid garbage cans. Oh,
well, you can move it here. Let's fix it. Okay, you're back in.
Okay, fix camera. Sorry.
It's all right. No spikes today, I noticed. Oh, we're not supposed to bring it up.
I can't do
it. You
anything.
Already brought it up. All right. Let's
Carter,
talk about this for a second.
Carter's wearing a bolo tie.
Yep.
Black sequined, welcome to the Nashville Top 20 shirt thing.
I got a new bolo tie, and yeah. I like my jacket, and I look cool. So
where'd you get it? No, I'm not saying you look bad. I'm just saying you're so... See, this is the thing. People tuned in last week or the week before. They're like, oh, you got like a punk daughter. Like I had someone say on YouTube, some stranger go,
yeah.
She goes, ooh, cool rock and roll daughter. And I go, you have no idea.
You're about to see the whole breadth of my wardrobe.
Yeah, look at her. What's next after this? What do they have to look forward to next week?
I don't know yet. We'll see. It's going to be fun.
I like it. Like it's a good look. What was I talking about? I forgot. Oh, we're going to talk about this show you hate. So brace yourselves. Because there's a great deal of love out there for the original Last Airbender animated series. My hand is so big when I hold it out like this. This is so stupid.
Yeah, it's called Force Perspective.
I know, and I hate it. Look at this. Dune.
To me, you just look insane.
I have a handful of men.
See the camera.
Anyway, we're big fans of the cartoon here, and Carter,
It is a perfect show.
When did you first see it? How old were you? You're probably in junior high, or
oh no, I was like a child.
Younger than that?
Oh, little baby.
I don't remember when it came out. Let's look it up.
Like 2004, I think.
Well, let's look it up. You weren't a baby in 2004.
I was 7 years old.
No, 97 to 2004. Oh, yeah, dude. That's weird. Okay, last Airbender. I put hair.
Last Airbender.
The Last Airbender, the original Avatar, Last Bear Ender.
The Bear Ender.
Here it is, 05 to 08.
05, okay.
So you were 8 years old until...
I was 8 to 11.
Okay, so that's a formative period of your life as a child. And The Last Airbender, as you know, is a, you know, about this stupid kid Aang with his dumb arrow on his head, all that.
It's wonderful.
It is wonderful. It's a wonderful little show.
It was the first time that like fantasy was happening in a show or cartoon, like fantasy that wasn't like European style fantasy.
What do you mean?
It wasn't castle, like
wasn't
very
J.R.
like English
Tolkien,
castles.
Tolkien
it wasn't,
style, whatever.
It was like all Asia based. Yeah. So like each of the nations was like a different area of Asia kind of thing. And it was crazy.
Yeah, that's cool. That is cool, actually.
I have the art book over there.
Do you really have it? Do you want to grab it?
Sure.
Okay. Take your headphones off so you don't yank the thing out. That would be ugly. So while Carter's grabbing that, I'm currently sitting at this classic now, Nickelodeon classic, sitting at 9.3 out of 10 on IMDb. I'm not sure you get much higher than that on IMDb. And what is... There's this... Oh, that's a video channel.
Huh?
I thought there was a streaming app called Nick. What is it? Nick Hits.
Nick Hits.
Nickelodeon Hits. Anyway.
See? Our book.
Oh, okay. Let's hold this. Let's look at this. So there you go. Whoa, look at that. And this is from the original stuff or what? Okay.
Yep.
So concept artist, creator.
I guess it's second edition, but whatever.
I guess I don't know this. I really like the show, but I don't know its origins. Is it just straight to TV thing? Was there comics before or something or a book?
No,
or?
It was all straight to TV.
Okay.
Actually, I can show you. This is so dumb.
What is it?
But the very original sketch that inspired...
Show me where they butcher Appa and eat all his flesh. That happens, right?
Can I show... How would I show you that? Oh, sorry. I punched the microphone.
Oh my gosh. Easy on
I'm
the hardware.
I'm sorry.
Let's see it. What are you showing me?
I think it's this one. No, it's not that one.
You've gone past that page four times now.
Shut up. Here it is. This is the very... This one right here. Can you see it?
Oh, yeah.
That's the very first sketch ever done.
Ever done?
Of like, that was like his very first idea.
Concept idea. Wow. That's cool.
It's really cool.
You know what's funny? The spirit of that sketch is the show.
Yeah.
Kind of nailed it.
Yeah.
Okay. So clearly we have a fan here.
I'm a big nerd.
You and your friends are all huge fans of the cartoon. You all grew up with it.
It's one of those formative pieces of media that's like inspired a lot of creativity when I was little.
Yeah. And... I remember seeing it the first time, about the time you guys did, and I remember going, man.
This is for kids?
They didn't have cool shit like this when I was your age.
So I rewatched it whenever it first got on Netflix, and it was like trending for a while in 2021.
2021.
I don't remember. It may have been before the pandemic.
2019.
Anyway,
18.
That show covers some major topics, things like genocide and like what it's like to be a child in war and like...
Social kind inequity.
Of, like, yeah, like these subjects that as a child you're not really getting necessarily.
Of all your influences, where does this one rank?
I don't know.
But you really thought about
it. It's all mushed in there.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Big old bag.
I think this one counts as a really important thing. That's what I'm trying to establish here.
Yes.
Right? It's a big deal in Carter's life, big deal in a lot of people's lives.
Big deal in Western animation.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Like, I feel like it opened doors for a bunch of stuff, right?
Yes.
And it felt like it was like anime in some way, like styling and the way it moved and stuff.
The way that the story is told is very anime, very like having arcs and stuff.
But you could tell it was made here.
Yes.
By, did you say Yeth?
I said yes.
I swear you put a th on the end of that. And I was about to wonder how our speech therapy money went when you were five or whatever. Anyway, just kidding. We didn't really do that.
I also had an obsession with Mako when I was young.
I always thought it was Mako.
I think it's Mako. Maybe I'm wrong. I don't know.
The voice actor.
Yeah.
The Aku.
Aku. Yeah, mostly because of Aku, but also Iroh.
Yeah, but also let us not underestimate or understate your obsession with Samurai Jack.
Oh no. Yeah, that was
Samurai Jack was the thing.
That changed my life as a child.
I think Carter draws because of Samurai Jack. I think that she
sometimes when I'm feeling uninspired, I'll just watch Samurai Jack and it helps me.
Yeah. It's so good.
It's very much a part,
I love it.
It's pretty deep seated.
I love it too. So, all right. Now we bring anyway. The current. They decide in 2010 they made a movie and no one saw it because it sucked.
Shamalamalam.
Shamalama Ding Dong made one. And it was bad.
Yeah, not good.
I didn't see it, but we're going to film sack that at some point. So that happens. And then now jump. Let's jump to current. The year is 2024. And Netflix did a... What does that sound? Do you hear that?
No.
I'm hearing stuff.
You freak me out.
I'm always on the lookout now because my stupid mic problem I had a couple weeks ago pissed me off so bad. I couldn't find it for the longest time. Anyway, they made a live action show, finally comes out.
Yep.
Let's just quickly check in on the reviews.
Yep. While you do that, I just want to say, full disclosure, everyone's allowed their opinion.
It's fine.
Full disclosure, though.
Yeah.
I went into this, obviously biased. I love the cartoon.
Yeah.
And I also have a thing about making live action out of cartoons. That's a whole different spiel. But
you don't think it needs to be done.
I'm confused when they make something that's already really good and decide to move it over to a medium that doesn't carry the subject matter as well.
Do you think, though, animation is always, not always, a lot of animation exists, and even though it's its own art form, mm-hmm. one that I love, but it oftentimes is a stand-in for what would be a far more expensive...
Disagree.
Live action thing you couldn't do as well as you can with animation. Do you know what I'm saying? The animation makes it so you can tell stories that you can't tell in live
action.
This
is the thing, as I don't think the animation is we can't do this in live action, so I guess we'll have to do animation. I think it's in and of itself its own like thing where you can do more than other things. Just like, I mean, like any medium is going to have their own benefits and drawbacks, right?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
But
I could see that.
Yeah.
Well, so, I mean, everybody was a little worried about this.
I don't like when they infantilize animation where they're for kids. It's for children.
I don't like
freaking
that
Jimmy Kimmel on the stage being like, "Do anyone else let their kid do this vote?" Piece of garbage. I hate that man. No, that's too strong.
Only for that?
I'm pissed off that he said that. I'm pissed off that
I don't like
Oscars,
that he said it either.
The Oscars always does this.
I was telling somebody, maybe I was telling Brian. I can't remember who I was talking to, but I think it was on TMS. I was complaining that I was ready for a new host. I'm tired of Jimmy Kimmel. And part of that came from those moments where I was just like, really, we're going to make that joke?
They've been doing that forever. Every Oscars, they're always like, ho ho, it's for children. And it's like, can we acknowledge it as an art form and also the thing that kind of kept Hollywood alive during the pandemic for a short time?
Yeah. Also, how can you see Spider-Verse and not go, holy
and think
shite.
Like, oh, this should have been in live action, actually.
Yeah, that's a great example of where that movie can do things that no live action could never match up mm-hmm. to. That's interesting. I hadn't thought about that. Well, anyway, so now we have an opportunity for Netflix to prove us all wrong.
So,
and to live action a beloved cartoon from the early aughts, and they gave it a shot. They swung, and in your opinion,
I think they missed.
Okay, tell me why you think they missed. By the way, so let's just check. Rotten Tomatoes, 60%. That's barely fresh. Anything lower and it goes stinker.
Yeah.
That's for critics. Audience score, 75. If I look at the score on IMDb, 7.3 out of 10. That's pretty strong.
It's a C.
You'd call it a C?
Everyone's saying it's a C.
What do you say? D?
I don't
B?
No.
You don't know. You don't want to get in trouble because you know that. Here's the thing.
Don't be mad.
We have people in our community who really like the show. I respect that.
No, I think everyone should have their own opinions.
Of course.
But I have very strong opinions and a microphone. So you're going to hear mine.
I mean, they could choose not to listen. Skip ahead.
Really went into this thinking, trying to think like, okay, I love the cartoon, but I'm going to give them the chance. The trailers look really cool. The actors they chose are like really look like the characters and seem like really good. Most of them are.
Mr. Kim's in there.
Yeah.
We love him. Paul's great.
Most of
great.
Them are like the ethnicity of the character as well, or like the equivalent.
They're Asian.
In the world.
That's what you're saying.
Well, yes and no. But like.
What's Aang?
Aang is supposed to be kind of a Tibetan monk.
Okay. Yeah. Is that kid Tibetan? Do we know?
I don't know, but he definitely looks the part. My point is like
Gordon Comfier. Cornholier. What is it?
Cormier. I'm saying the like indigenous people were often or are most of the goodness gracious water tribe are in, like indigenous. What is the word? Inuit or like the equivalent which is what they're supposed to be.
Okay. Okay.
It's really, the props that I give it.
But they talk like us. That's the weird bit.
Well, let me give you the good parts first.
Because didn't that always bug you a little bit? Because they're all coming from these really exotic places. And some of the older people, like the Fire Nation grandpa, he's all, I am Mako, zippa zappa doodah, right? He's real low and before he died anyway.
I don't think that's a bad thing.
I'm not saying it's bad. I'm just saying then everyone else is like, hey, guys, what's going on? We're talking like we live here now and we're American, American. Just, you don't care because that's just how it was.
That's just how it was.
All right.
I still think it.
You're not that picky.
There's also like you could say the same thing for, you know, Asian Americans playing Asian characters who should have an accent and just don't because they're from America.
That's true. That's kind of like who's in this here? I see a picture of him here. Daniel Day Kim.
That man? Oh, we'll get to him.
You not happy about that?
No, I he's one of the few good things. Actually, let's talk about the good things first. Let's start off positive.
Oh, we're going to give this a full treatment, are we?
I want to give it. I just want to explain.
Okay, go.
Daniel Day Kim is super hot.
Well, yeah. I like him.
He's so attractive. My gosh.
Remember Lost?
He's both hot because he's on fire half the time. This and
is,
also...
By the way, this is so in 2004, Lost started. That's when...
That was a year before the cartoon.
Yeah, and that was his first...
That's really weird, actually.
Yeah, it is weird. Think about that. Time.
He was great.
What is it?
Yeah. The kid who plays Zuko, fantastic. Who's acting Zuko? His pants off.
Who's Zuko?
I don't know. Some kid.
No, who's the character?
Oh, Zuko. He's like the bad guy, kind of.
Oh, right. The one
he's
with
the son of
he's
the eye Fire Lord. His yeah, eyes he's got all the scar. Up.
Yeah.
That's, oh my gosh. The scar looks so bad. I hate the scar.
It looked bad. Well, it didn't look good in the cartoon either.
But in the cartoon, it's like nasty. It's like gross. He's missing an eyebrow.
Yeah.
In the show, it just kind of looked like they put some blush over his eye.
What'd you call him? Tuco?
It was a bit depressing.
Tuco?
Zuko.
Zuko. I'm thinking of Tuco.
Not Tuco.
Tight. Hold on. Zuko from Airbender. Okay. I want to see. Okay. So here's that kid with his eye hole.
Oh, I know who that is. This actor? No, that's from the movie.
Do not pull up the movie. We don't talk about
it. No one talks about that movie in terms of positivity at all. Okay, so here you go.
Pretty gross.
There's his
ears kind of nasty.
Yeah, because he got burned
got
by
no
somebody.
Eyeballs.
What happened
by his
there?
Father.
Okay, Mako got him right in the eye.
Mako is his uncle.
Okay,
and he's a good guy.
I can't remember this part of the story.
Daniel Day Kim.
Yeah. So the kid, and then sometimes got a tattoo, one of these deals on. Sometimes he's this. He's bald with the pulled back unit.
Yeah, he's that in the beginning, and he kind of his hair changes a lot in the cartoon.
And you don't like his portrayal? Is that
no,
the deal?
I really like him. The actor in the live action, fantastic. Yeah. He killed it.
Yeah, okay.
Here's my problem with the show.
Go.
All right. People can tell me I'm wrong, but I'm not.
Oh, wow. All right.
The whole show took what is considered basically a perfect show, right? The cartoon was amazing.
Yeah.
There's a reason why everyone loves it. Took that and then just made a C show at the best.
A C show. Oh, you don't mean SEA. Like you mean C-ranked. Okay.
C-ranked show.
Yeah.
And they had so much to work with, and they took instead of building on it, they took a lot of it away. Right?
Oh, Dallas Liu. He's the dude from something. Oh, Pen 15's where I saw him.
Oh, okay.
He's good. He's good.
He's really good. He was very
good. Oh, and the Ten Rings, Shang-Chi and the Legend of the Ten Rings.
Oh, is this spoilers? I'm about to say some stuff about the actual show that might be spoilers.
Which show?
Spoiler
this
alert.
New one or the old one?
Kind of both.
Okay. I don't think it counts as spoilers just because, well, yeah, are these
spoiler
things
alert.
That changed?
Kind of.
And that, but to what degree? Well, why would it spoil? If they already know how the cartoon, oh, I see what you
spoiler
mean.
Spoiler alert, regardless.
Okay.
If you really don't want to know anything, click away now.
Yes. Click away from our seventh episode as we try to build this show. All right, tell me more. What happened?
Sorry, I'm a little manic.
Wait, I can't find a picture of him with his burnt eye.
Oh, yeah, you got to find him from the show. Anyway, they took a lot of the things like the motivations of characters and even some of the character like things that they start as and then have an arc that makes them better. They took a lot of that away. Like Sokka, who is the older brother of the waterbender Katara girl.
Oh, I'm sorry. I just saw the face and you're dead right.
It's just like not as good.
It looks like 98
CG. That looks better. That actually looks better than in the show.
Look at this 98 CG business, you guys.
Oof.
Ooh, man.
It's not good. Wait, actually, I will say the backgrounds and like the set design and stuff, amazing. The actual makeup was not fantastic.
And the wig stuff. I think that's artificial. That looks like it's CG. It's bad.
Even in the show, even though you can tell it's makeup, it's not great.
I like the actor, though.
No, yeah, he was really good, but...
It seems like a small thing to get hung up on, though, a stupid scar.
It was annoying to look at.
Okay. All right, what else?
But Sokka, who is the older brother in the cartoon, he was, like, kind of sexist is his thing. He's like, girls can't fight. Girls are only good for cooking. That kind of, you know, cartoon.
The cartoon. He's kind of a turd. Yeah.
He's kind of a turd. But his whole arc throughout the show is he gets better. He learns. He becomes a better person and realizes that, like, he's kind of an idiot for that.
It's like Hank Hill in a weird way.
Yeah. Like, he has this important learning curve, right?
He's got built in. He's been trained as from a kid on up to adolescence to believe certain things.
Yeah, and he's been conditioned. That's not true.
And then he learns with the life experience that maybe I should change that. I like that kind of arc. Are you telling me
there's none of it?
Aww.
He literally does not have any sexism in him in the beginning at all.
Sometimes we're a little nervous about that stuff. You know, people get... this is the part...
People are missing the point.
I know, but what's funny is this gets thrown around a lot, but when people start throwing around the stupid word woke all the time, I hate it so much. Just here, it makes me want to fart blood. But this is a case where we're overcorrecting. Like, you're missing the point. The idea is
you get better.
You get growth. You get growth out of a character. You show him at their weakest or they're at their least knowledgeable, whatever, and then you show
them the beginning of their story.
Yeah, I agree with that. I wish there was more.
They took that away.
Because then we have a thing to learn from. That's the whole point.
Yes, exactly. But they just took it away. And then Sokka's boring. He's not even funny like he was in the cartoon. He's not even the comedy relief.
You still have the dumb hair things, the little...
You mean Katara? Yeah.
She has the loopies. Yeah. I couldn't remember who had the loops.
Katara...
Is she good?
She's kind of boring, and I hate to say it.
But wasn't she boring in the cartoon?
No, she's so cool in the cartoon, because her whole thing in the cartoon is she's kind of a mom character. She's the one taking care of everyone, and she's the girl, and she has to do everything.
Yeah.
But she's also full of so much rage, and is so, like, pissed off at the world. And she's so interesting for that, because she's also, like, a crazy fighter and the mom character. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I get it. So
they took that away. They also took away, like, Aang. The whole thing with Aang is he's a kid who doesn't want to be the Avatar, right?
Yeah.
And he just wants to be a child because he's 12.
Changed his whole origin where he got his arrow on his head because they dropped him on wet paint on the street.
You're stupid.
That's not what happened?
No.
That's not it? Oh, continue then.
I want to continue.
Okay, go.
sorry. they made him basically not want to be the Avatar because he's too powerful, and if he learns the other elements then he'll hurt people, which is a weird switch.
Yeah,
like, why would you do that? And also you know what's the worst thing? This whole first thing is water, right? That, you know, there's three chapters: water, earth, and fire,
right? It's the whole idea. That's the structure.
Aang didn't water bend once.
Well, he does. Maybe they're doing more seasons. Didn't end the whole thing, did it?
No, they got renewed for two more, but that's gonna be water, earth, and fire.
Well, then why? Oh, water's the first season.
Yeah. Because he's already an airbender. So that was weird. And also, Zuko, this bothered me so much. I'm just going to rant angrily.
You know, Amy is coming to Vegas. You're going to have to face...
We're going to fight.
...her disagreement face.
It really bugged me that Zuko, his motivation is completely different. In the cartoon, his motivation is... His dad banishes him for embarrassing him, right? That's also how he got his scar.
Yeah.
Banishes him and says, gives him an impossible task because no one knows that the Avatar even exists, and says, if you capture the Avatar, maybe I'll let you come back and regain your honor, right?
Yeah.
That's his motivation. He is banished. He is, like, without family, land, anything until he brings back the Avatar, which is an impossible task. His dad's such a douche in the cartoon.
Yeah.
He's so mean.
Yeah.
In this one... he's just like
a kindly old
gentleman. I have to be the Fire Lord one day, so I have to prove myself to my father.
Oh, so he doesn't have the dad banish bit. Why would they take that out? I wonder.
It's weird.
That is weird.
It's weird because that's a really good story. Also, they made Iroh kind of pushy.
Who's Iroh?
Mr. Kim.
Oh, Mr. made him pushy?
They made him so in the cartoon, he is very, like, wise old man, but he's also kind of dumb. Like, he seems dumb. Like, he seems like he's just a lazy old guy.
He's like Yoda.
Yeah.
He pretends like, mud hole, my home this is.
But he's like, gives Zuko a little piece of advice, but the advice is always just like, Zuko, relax, it's fine. And like, but it kind of, you know, evolves from there. Instead, he's just like, you know, Zuko, if we do this, we could probably capture the Avatar. Like, he's a little too pushy.
Is he evil in it?
Not evil.
Was he evil in the cartoon?
In the cartoon, he's old and he's figured everything out. Yeah. He's the wisest one. You know, he knows everything.
I get it.
Yeah. But in this, he just like, for some reason, he's still like guilty about stuff. And he's like, oh, maybe we shouldn't be doing it. Like, it's so weird. I don't understand why they changed it.
So this is, and all your friends kind of agreed.
Yeah.
You did a whole watch party with two of your friends.
Yeah.
Three?
And then I had a couple other friends who watched it separately.
And you would all talk and whatever. Yeah. And none of you liked it as a result.
No.
Now, are you worried? I'm not saying this is 100% true, but are you concerned at all that your findings may have been everyone in the car wants to go to Abilene, but nobody wants to go to Abilene?
We all tried. We all genuinely were like, we're excited. We're going to do this. And then we started watching it and it was immediately like, this is really bad.
Yeah. Yeah.
It also banks on you kind of knowing enough about the cartoon to kind of fill in gaps.
Yeah.
And if I hadn't seen the cartoon, I think I wouldn't understand what the hell was going on.
Yeah, but that's true of a lot of adaptations. Like,
I hate that.
But I have to do that with Dune. Like, I've read the books and I've seen the previous stuff. And so I know when I see the Mentats with their freaking helmets full of spice, I know what that is. But a lot of people have freaking no idea.
I just feel like no one... Or they didn't add anything to the source material. They just kind of took a bunch away and then...
Well, I know they did it. They were walking on eggshells with this thing.
Because they were terrified. Which might be why it's not good.
Well, they were afraid. They really were afraid of A, pissing off the fan base.
Yeah.
Which sounds like they may have anyway.
I just don't
get... To some degree. It seems almost impossible. Like, I don't know why. And which go back to your point, which I think is a fine point. Why do it in the first place? It already exists in this amazing form.
And I think that, like, make a live action Avatar thing, but choose a different Avatar. Me and my friends were saying, like, if Kyoshi, who was the one before Aang.
Which was the old man?
Roku.
That's the TV device that is a TV I used device. To watch things.
So it's Aang, then Roku behind him, and then... Kyoshi, and she's like this big scary 7 foot tall beast of a lady who like kills people, and she's awesome.
I'd watch that.
Right? Why not make a live action of her? She would have been so cool.
Why couldn't they do I'm fine with that, because I like new stories in the same world. I would have been down with that.
Yes, that's my point, kind of, is why did they do this when
I know
they
why
could have expanded I know and made why it different
because cooler. They know what's they need to do a thing that gets ratings
money
and sells
grab.
Well, it's not a money grab. Everything's a money grab. You're trying to make money.
Yeah.
So if they're going to make a big full production like this, they have to do the thing they think will maximize viewership, and the viewership wants, whether we like this or not, they want Avatar. What they want that.
Sure.
But that also flies in the face of what you were saying earlier about they changed things from the show
for no
reason.
Discernible reason. Like, and made it worse.
All right.
For
There's
no
your
reason.
Review. What would you give it? Let's give it a number. Let's do a scale. We're going to call this the Avatar scale of 1 to 100.
1 to 100?
Yeah. Let's give it some granularity, as they say. Granularity.
I would give it.
You can do it like a one. It's almost like the same as 1 through 10, because you could say 75 or 7.5.
I'd give it like a 40.
A 40 out of 100. Wow.
Yeah. So it was not. It was so disappointing. And certain parts were literally so hard to watch because they were just so cringy and horrible.
Really?
And other.
Is it because with animation?
There were good bits.
Animation, you can do things that would be cringy in real life, but you can get away with it.
But part of it also is that it's an 8-episode series.
Yeah.
This is actually one of my complaints about modern shows and stuff, is that they don't have enough time. And I know people hate filler episodes.
I do hate filler.
But
there's a happy medium, though, between filler. 8 and 24.
Yes.
Like, 12's a good number.
But I also think if you plan correctly, filler can be good and important to the show, and not just like, I don't know, let's just do whatever. Which the cartoon did really well. Every single episode had a purpose in the old show.
Did you know that I had a friend in high school named, we nicknamed him Filler? Do you want to know why?
Why?
His last name was Filler, something kind of like that, but that's not why. We called him Filler because one time somebody took his milkshake that he had bought and found a fresh dog poo, put it in the milkshake, and it made it go up a little bit. And he thought he got more milkshake, but really it was because there was a
dog poo.
It is very disgusting.
That's horrifying.
And he went to take a drink of it and everything, and we all laughed because we were terrible boys. We were awful boys.
There was an eyelash in my eyeball.
And we called him filler after that.
And I'm dying. That's gross.
You have an eyebrush in your elbow. What am I saying? Eyelash in your eyeball.
Eyelash in my eyeball.
Why?
Because.
Well, they're in proximity.
They're supposed to keep things out of my eye. Betrayal.
My eyelashes didn't do the one job they had. That is their job.
That is their job.
Is to go blink, blink, blink and blink things away. And it didn't do it. What a load. All right. Sib 40. There you go, everybody. Send us your hate mail.
Yeah.
Whatever. You'll probably find some people that agree
with
you. Like
what you like. I don't care. I was sad. It was a bit sad.
I mean, I'm a little sad hearing it.
I hadn't seen Spider-Verse.
Yeah. You watched Spider-Verse, the new one.
Finally watched it.
Yeah.
Loved it. Fantastic piece of media.
So good.
So good.
And it's a good example of, yes, there's live action Spider-Man. Yes, they're good. They do what they need to do.
But there's a different thing.
But if you're going to do something like this, this never works. This would never work in live action. And that's why I'm so mad to this day. I will never forgive
Warner Brothers,
DC and Warner Brothers for turning down that pitch to do this with Batman Beyond. They screwed up.
Good.
I don't know if you've seen the art for it, the stuff they pitched, concept art.
Yes, it looks so cool.
Oh my god.
No, dude, I don't like when people equate video game or not video games, animation and live action, because I'm just like, they're separate. They're different. You turned off my mic.
I just turned off mine.
Are you sure?
Yeah. Here, when I do this, what happens?
Okay, we're good. Sorry.
It's just me.
I don't like when it's equated because I feel like it's two different mediums and they aren't considered that. Instead, people think that animation is a genre instead of a medium.
Yeah.
And it bothers me.
Yeah.
No, because just like you wouldn't, like books and movies are different, right? Mm-hmm. You wouldn't equate the two. You wouldn't go, some people say, oh, the book's better, whatever.
Yeah.
The point is, you don't have the same, it's not the same experience reading versus watching something.
That's true.
And so animation, I feel like, is more of that, where it's like, this is a different thing.
It's a very intrinsically different medium.
Like a painting and a sketch can both be beautiful, but they are different mediums.
They're very different mediums. Yeah, that's fair. First, before we do anything, just so people can see this, look at this chat.
And some mediums are just better at doing certain things.
In chat room, or if you're not in the chat room, go seek this out because it's freaking amazing.
It looks so cool.
This is some of the concept art they pitched for a treatment of Batman Beyond, which is one of my favorite things ever, to Warner Brothers, and they turned them effing down because they're stupid. They could have gotten Michael Keaton to do the voice of old Batman.
That would have been cool.
They could have got, I don't care who, to be this kid and just tell some
story.
It's so depressing, dude. And it doesn't mean it can't happen again. It doesn't mean this is off the table forever. In fact, I think if enough people freaked out that Warner Brothers are going, and they maybe do it. But
so
how do you turn down the Spider-Verse people?
Go, no, nah.
Or having Warner seen, Brothers make some having weird seen Spider-Verse, though, how do you see those and go,
and see the
it's not for us?
Them. Yeah.
Freaking two double birds.
Dude, Warner Brothers they make weird choices lately.
Yeah, I don't know
what's going on.
They can eat a butt. There's that. Let's talk about, now that you've ruined the Airbender for everyone, just kidding.
This is my opinion, my opinion only.
GDC's going on right now and you're not there.
I am not.
You've been before.
Many times.
You don't like San Francisco.
I don't like San Francisco. I don't like crowds of people.
Why don't you like San Francisco? Because there's poo everywhere. There's a lot of poo.
Thank you for answering the question as soon as you asked it.
Is that why?
Why don't you like it? There's poo everywhere.
Well, I mean, there's things to like about San Francisco. And
sure.
When you went, you had a nice hotel and everything.
My vibe. I know.
It's just not your thing. Is it because of crowds? Too many people?
Too many people. It's just hard. I don't know. I don't like being there.
Mm.
I don't get the feeling. I don't like
You don't get the vibe.
I don't get the vibe.
All right. Well, if you see bright red colored GDC or University of Utah Games Division shirts, what do they just have? Big U on them? I can't remember now.
It says Gamer U on the back with like a big U. And
yeah.
They're bright red. You can't miss them.
If you're out there and you're hearing this and you see somebody walking around like that, that's either a student or somebody in the faculty and or staff.
Staff.
And if they are bleeding, they might have a staph infection. But if you see this, you should walk up and go, Carter says hi. And then they'll say, I'm a student and don't know her.
I don't know who Carter is. And you can say, she designed your jacket. And they can go, oh.
I mean, I kind of wish I was there just because, well, it's GDC, man. It's cool stuff.
I think GDC is really cool.
And they're doing a good thing this year. They're focusing a lot of the event on like job growth because of all these layoffs in the industry.
Yeah.
So
they're actually doing something cool. I appreciate that.
Yeah. They could have ignored that and it would have been.
Yeah. They could have just gone forward and made it weird.
It'd be like Jeff Keighley's Game Awards where it was just like, Wii video games. Try not to pay any attention to 9,000 people.
I do wish I was there just because I have some friends that I'm like, it would be so fun to go to GDC with them, but.
You guys could go out drinking. Love to drink.
It's too expensive.
And you'd love to drink, right?
Too expensive and my work wouldn't send me.
You're such a party animal. Carter's always out drinking.
Drinking and partying.
Drinking and you know, boozing. As the kids say, what else? Putting boozing, drugs into your...
getting zazzed.
Getting... Is that a thing?
No. I don't think... I hope not.
Carter doesn't drink. She doesn't do drugs. So she's kind of boring. Drugs. Like me. You're boring on trips where a lot of that's happening. Like when I go to Vegas, I have a great time with everybody, but I'm not a partier. So when everyone's like, we're staying up till 2, we're going to drink these leg-sized drinks with that look like a leg.
I've been an old woman since I was 13 years old. I am so ready for bed all the time.
Kind of ready right now. I don't know why I'm so tired today.
Oh, dude, I went off caffeine this week because of some health issues and... First,
what were your things? Just for so people know, you were shaky.
So from COVID, I have some lung issues.
Oh yeah, COVID. She got kind of a longish COVID.
Long COVID. It's long COVID.
Yeah, but there's different kinds of it.
I don't know.
And you got the one that makes it hard to breathe a lot.
Can't breathe, but because of that, I'm not getting necessarily enough oxygen, so my heart's working a little bit harder.
Makes me mad.
Which hasn't been a huge issue. It's just been like I had an inhaler that I would use, and it would like calm everything down. But earlier this week, I had like a full blown like palpitation attack.
Yeah,
it was horrible, and I thought I was dying.
I've had those before
at 11 o'clock at night.
11 p.m. You could have come and got me.
And they kept going for 2 hours.
Why didn't you come get me though?
2 hours.
Why didn't you come get me?
Because I was Googling.
What?
Which was an awful idea.
Don't do that.
But
Googling symptoms.
One of the things.
Don't do that.
One of the things that it said for like long bouts of palpitation, because that's when you're kind of concerned, is when they last more than a few minutes.
Yeah.
Is like cut out caffeine and do all this other stuff. And so I cut out caffeine, had the worst headache for like 5 days.
Big time withdrawals headache. She had a caffeine withdrawal headache.
It was so bad. I had to take like half a day off work one day because it was so horrible.
It was migrainey.
It was so bad.
Migraine-ish.
Yeah. And now I'm better, but I am a little bit sleepy now.
Yeah, because you don't have your dose of whatever. Well, I'm glad you did a thing for yourself that's good for you though.
Yeah. I haven't
That's hard to do.
I haven't had any palpitations since.
Yeah.
So it's probably good.
I used to be able to hear my heartbeat until I lost about 5 pounds, and now I don't hear it anymore.
Oh, interesting.
Well,
the time?
Yeah, prior to it, yeah. So this is recently, I had to go, the doctor's like, you got to lose some weight, and you got to do this and that, and, you know, it's just health stuff. You got to quit living like you're 20. And I said, okay, so cutting out all the sugar and all the all that boring stuff.
Yeah.
And one thing was, my blood pressure was a little high, not horrible, but a little high. Hmm. And I'm just like, oh, it runs my family, no big deal, blah, blah, blah. She goes, just lose just a little bit of weight and you'd be surprised. I lose 5 pounds. I stop hearing it. I don't know if that was also part of that, but I go in to my doctor and she says, sure enough, you're all in great ranges.
Pressure on a vein or something.
Yeah. So I was like hearing like, I just hear it in my head.
That's so weird. That's so disturbing.
I know. I don't like it.
Yeah, no, the worst thing is that I, not long ago, had a doctor's appointment and everything was perfect. Everything.
All things.
All the things.
Yeah.
All the blood tests, all the junk. And so I was like, what is wrong with me?
Except for your COVID breath.
COVID breath.
It's on her microphone. Ew. Foul. That's a gross idea. I just got a text message to the show. This is an emergency text message. Would you like to hear it?
Okay.
You should have some music for emergencies. Like,
welcome back, Carter.
No, that's boring. Yeah. Hold on.
Monday, when further surprising and thrilling things occur.
That's a good one.
Oh, I like that one.
Yeah,
that's
one's
a good
all right.
One.
Here's a thing that just occurred. It just says this. There's no name. Wait a second. The Monday show on tonight. Well, crap. I thought it was Tuesday.
It's Monday.
I don't know what to tell these people.
We got to be responsible for telling the time for people now. That's how it works.
Is that
the deal? When you name your show after a day.
Got some more here. Molly wrote in. Says, Carter, virus peanuts are disgusting. Got sick on them as a kid, says Molly. P.S. Love the Monday show. It. Then she wrote back and said, oops, I meant circus peanuts.
Yeah.
So her autocorrect changed circus to virus, and that makes me laugh.
It's even better.
Virus peanuts.
Virus peanut. That's valid. I've gotten sick on things as a kid that I can't even look at now. Like string cheese.
String cheese will get you. Mom also
string
cheese.
I mean, I'm a vegetarian
cheese.
For that reason.
Well, it's true, because bacon made you sick.
Yeah.
The sickest I ever got was, whatever. You don't like, you're big at save the animals too. You're all big on that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So it just worked
out.
That
was a factor.
It's definitely a factor, except definitely for the factor. Fish. F those fish.
F them fish.
Yeah, fish suck. Who cares if I eat those?
Respect the fish.
Respect him, but eat him.
Sure.
Eat him, but yeah. Just respect him while you eat him.
Respect it.
Yeah. Inspect them, respect them.
It's a complicated thing. Vegans hate me.
Vegans don't hate
me. I've had a lot of vegans yell at me. Vegans, be like, you're a hypocrite. You don't... And it's
yeah, but I'm... You know what? Here's the problem. We all have to get along in this world.
Even with the vegans.
With meat eaters, vegans, vegetarians, pescatarians, all of these weird little substripes of how people decide to intake food.
We're all stuck in this little world together.
We have to deal with it. So everyone... That is a thing we should not fight over. We should fight over stuff that like big, impactful stuff. Things that... Like, I don't know what... There's enough in the world to worry
about. There's enough in the world.
So don't get mad at me because I ate a burger, and you don't get mad at me for eating bacon. I won't get mad at you for killing those fish.
I don't get mad at you. I don't kill the fish just as like you didn't kill the pig.
Stabs the fish in the eye while they're breathing. They're on the ground going. And you go right in the eye and grind the eye out.
Would you switch your whole diet for bugs if it was like available and yummy?
If it was yummy and in a form where there was no way to tell it was bugs, like no extra weird crunchy to anything.
It'd have to be like a little like a bologna patty.
Oh, I don't know, dude.
Bologna is barely animal.
All right, if I could get all my protein that way and you could make a burger patty that just 1,000% is a burger patty in every way to me that I can perceive it.
Okay.
Then yeah, I'd do it.
All right.
But I don't want to see you make it.
A lot of stipulations.
I don't want to see anyone like...
Maybe if I brought crickets on to the show, like little dried crickets, would you eat them?
I've done... Well, I did
like
some
food grade ones?
I did them on TMS once. And I also did the scorpion and a sucker.
I was about to say, would you do the scorpion?
I did it once.
Have you ever had a dried scorpion?
No.
Crunchy.
Have you?
Very crunchy.
Well, how do you know that?
Because I was in sixth grade. Fifth or sixth grade.
Oh, you were in sixth grade.
Yeah.
Oh, well, of course. Everyone in sixth grade.
For some reason, they were like, here's a bunch of bugs that taste like things.
Really? They gave you guys like...
Yeah. There was like cheddar crickets and
I didn't do any of that when
stuff.
I was a kid. I don't think they would have dared back then.
I don't know. It was weird.
Maybe.
Now that I think about it, that might have been a weird occasion.
I dissected a cat.
That's gross.
In high school.
I hate that.
Oh, it was great. One of them... Do you want to hear a terrible story?
Oh,
I made a girl throw up. You want to hear how?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So we had to do cats, and it was a physiology 2 or whatever the class was. And this is the class where I did the cartoon of the teacher killing a cat and put his head on a spike. And he gave me a better grade because I gave him the art.
That's amazing.
He gave me a whole grade up
from
the C or whatever I was getting. Anyway, so we had to do cats, and we had teams, and you're on a team doing a cat.
Yeah.
And the cats are flayed open. They're raised for that. I don't know how this worked. I don't know how schools get a bunch of cats to cut into.
This is a really good question.
But they're all formaldehyded and, you know, they're preserved and all that.
I mean, I'm
they're
starting
not alive.
To feel like your teacher might have been a little off his
no,
rocker.
I mean, he did frogs for the class below ours. And, you know, it's always a thing.
Okay.
I don't think this is that unusual. Maybe now it is, but it wasn't in the 80s. Anyway, so you had this cat, or we had this cat we were working on. And this girl, table next to us, had a cat going, and she looks over at us and she goes, ew. Or she says, she's in just the middle of class, ew. And we go, what's the matter? And she goes, I think there's something wrong with my cat.
Okay.
And I'm like, what? She goes, like, it's got like a, like, and she kept saying like a lot. I remember that.
Look a lot.
She goes, there's just something wrong. Come here and look. And so we go over there and look, and it's a little colon was all thick. Like
it had
bulgy.
Just eaten.
It was
right
big.
Before it died.
And ours wasn't. Ours is like a little flat little nothing, like a little tapeworm.
Ew.
And
this is gonna be gross.
And we had, and I don't remember, we didn't have to even really cut around there. It's just that she couldn't get past this. And she goes, what is that? What does it mean? What is it?
What does it mean?
So I went over there and I go, and we're wearing gloves. And I went over there and took my fist.
Oh.
And I started from the base of it and just slowly rolled it on the table. And I made this preserved dead
That's
cat.
So disgusting.
Poop on the table. So a little popped out.
Learned some anatomy that day.
And this girl threw up.
Good.
She went ew, blah, off to the side of the table.
That's so disgusting.
Oh, I'll never forget that. And this guy wore this teacher wore a lab coat and was very stern. It was a different time. Anyway, here's speaking of passing of time. The talk of time passing between Scott and Carter. This is another text here. Just made me realize how long I've been tuning into Frog Pants. I hope you're not turning
so
into
so weird.
Us. From high school in the early 2000s to now at 37 years old. That means that sometime fairly recently, I passed the point where I have been a member of the Tadpole for more than half of my life.
Wow.
Dude.
That's amazing.
Jay-Z, Art Soldier, by the way, is who wrote that in.
That's so cool and gross.
Time is weird.
Time is weird.
It's not that gross. Not as gross as a cat getting its poo pushed out.
This is correct.
Dead.
I've been part of the Frog Pants deal for way more than half my life.
That's right. Back when you were but a small spermatozoa.
A wee lass.
Swimming through the eustachian tubes. Nope, that's ears.
Eustachian.
That's the ear. What is one of my...
Let's stop talking.
Fallopian tubes of your mother.
Let's take a break.
Let's not take a break. Let's keep rolling. Here's more. Ready for the next one?
Yeah.
Thomas Chambers wrote in, hey, Scott and Carter, just a few things. I wanted to send you that you might find interesting. That's a weird sentence. First on the subject of everybody being able to draw, Nerd Forge on YouTube recently made a video about her teaching her fiance how to draw. It's pretty interesting what a difference there is between his first drawing and the beginning of the last one he tries at the end. Somebody else famous did this. PewDiePie did this. He did a year.
Oh.
Every day, drawing every day. Yeah. And his first one looked like utter garbage. And by the end of the year, it's pretty good.
What's funny is, honestly, you could do that even as a professional. Like, we could do that, and we draw all the time. But if every single day we started with one and every single day drew something, the end one would still be better.
Yeah.
Probably.
You're right. No, I guarantee it would be. There's stuff I do now that's better than what I did a week ago.
Oh, yeah, of course.
And there's stuff. Sometimes you do something. Sometimes you do a thing and it sucks, even no matter when you do it.
That's true. Sometimes you just can't draw.
That happened to me the other day. Anyway, here's another bit. It says, I don't know if you've heard about the Ocean Conservation Namibia.
Namibia?
Namibia. Namibia. Namibia.
Namibia. Nam?
Namibia.
Namibia.
But it's a group that rescues seals from entanglements.
Oh, that's neat.
If putting your thing in a pocket isn't right, I don't want to be wrong. How's it go?
If shoving frozen dirt in your crotch isn't right,
then I don't want to be wrong. I love him.
Yeah.
What's that?
It's wrong that I don't want to be right.
What's his name again?
Free Waterfall Senior.
Futurama character. Anyway, let's see. But it's a group that rescues seals from entanglements like fishing line and other objects that can slow them down or even can cut them. Oh. I really like these videos because they show people fixing human-caused problems and not... interfering with nature for selfish reasons. Lastly, the YouTube short just kind of reminded me of Carter, so I thought you guys might like it. And I'm not going to show it because we'll get in trouble, but I'm going to play a tiny bit of it.
Okay.
For audio sake. All right.
I'm 2 days into college.
Oh, I love this. Have you seen this? Yes.
There's this guy, let's name him Colin. He says he wants to be mine, but it doesn't really sit with me quite right because he doesn't really like the things.
It won't let me pause.
Her little accent.
YouTube shorts on the web have problems. That's cute.
It's so cute. It's all about this girl like trying to figure out her deal.
It looks like your art style.
It's adorable. It makes me want to animate. I should animate more.
Why don't
it's
you?
Hard.
Get on that.
I'm
going to save this. Watch later.
Busy.
I haven't actually seen this yet.
I think I sent it to you at some point, but maybe you don't watch anything I
watch
you.
All you. You make me go through them. Here, let me tell you guys a little story. When I'm sitting on my phone and Carter sees me. Here, let me get my phone. I'll show you. I'll be sitting there watching it. I'll be reading something or something, right? Just do. And she'll come over here and she'll, first of all, slap my phone so it falls out of my hands.
Yeah.
It enrages me. I mean, literally, I turn red. I get so pissed.
Tradition.
It's a horrible tradition. Don't ever create it in your own homes. Anyway, and then she'll make me open the TikTok app. She makes me go to the messages, makes me find her name, click it, go all the way to the top of the stuff she's been sharing. And then I got like 40 videos in a row I have to watch.
Yeah.
It's fine.
I have to make you. You always laugh. You like the videos I
No, I do like them.
You just don't watch them unless I make you.
I just, you know, they're going to kill that app. It's going to get tossed. How do you feel about that?
I would prefer if it didn't.
I think that bill gets killed in the Senate and nothing happens. You know why? Not even just because. Okay, two reasons. Government today is all about theatrical nonsense. It's mostly for show, all of it. Okay. Secondly, even if they were serious about it, the precedent you would set by deleting an app because you don't like the information on it is a massive precedent.
Oh, yeah. That's going to cause some. That's
like worldwide. You're
setting a precedent.
We're setting the precedent.
Setting a precedent that you cannot reverse easily.
Right, not easily. And you're also telling the rest of the world, oh, interesting. So when American apps come knocking on our door, we can just ban them here. Mm-hmm. Okay, cool.
It's a big,
like, giant, Europe will dick with us. Problem. And we like Europe. You guys are our friends.
Big, dumb problem that has no right to be that stupid. Why are these old people in charge?
We need young people. Carter announcing her 2028 presidential run.
Hell no.
Come on now. See, this is the problem. Good people don't do it because they don't want to be in this shitty
situation. Because it sucks.
I don't know. Someone needs to come along who doesn't care about themselves at all.
I also think that the system as it is kind of crushes people who feel that way.
What do you mean?
You have to play the game.
Oh, no, I know. You do have to play the game. And if you don't want to play the game, it would wreck you. Yeah. Or you love the game, and then you're a terrible person because you love the rent.
That's the thing. The system's set up to kind of have it so no one
shows up who's really good. It's not how it's set up. The way things were originally set up was not that. It's effed.
It's currently set up in that way.
I hate it.
It's great.
Thank you for that, Thomas. Appreciate it. There's no way we're getting all these today, but I'm going to sure do a couple here. How about this one? Danny Beretta sent some dog pictures. You want to see?
Ooh, dog pictures. We always have time for dog
pictures. These are cute. Oh, my gosh. Look.
Ooh.
Okay, hold on, chat. There you
go. Big puppy.
Adore. And that's a rabbit.
Oh, my gosh. I didn't even see the rabbit. I thought it was a toy.
Yeah, little stuffed toy there. Dog doesn't seem nonplussed. That's not the word. Oh, my gosh. A frog.
Frog.
Look at him.
Oh, my gosh. I love frogs so much.
All right. So there's a frog and then some kind of snake.
It's so pretty.
Yeah, it says here, Ash is the puppy. Pecan is the bunny.
Pecan.
That's cute.
Cute.
Karopi is the frog.
Karopi, that's cute.
And unnamed is the snake.
What kind of snake is it?
I don't know. It looks like a ribbon snake to me.
That's not a ribbon snake.
Looks like it's made out of peeps.
It does, like a peep snake.
It's a peep snake.
Someone tell me what kind of snake that is. It's so pretty.
Tell us more about your peep snake.
So cute.
Thanks. That's awesome. That's very, very cool. Thanks, Danny. We love pets, so you guys know how to get to our souls here. JK Grammer wrote in, says, just finished up on Monday's show with you and Carter. Here's a doggo photo for y'all. Me and Sarah and Hulu. She's a Catahoula leopard dog.
Yeah.
I don't know that brand of dog.
Oh, puppy. Look at that.
You like
baby.
That? These two just got married.
I love that. I love when dogs have like the powder sugar nose.
Oh, right. I do too.
So cute.
Rainer's getting it because she's aging.
It's mostly her chin though, so she looks like she has a little beard. It's really cute. Yeah.
These two just got married. Congratulations.
Yay,
the Grammers.
Marriage.
Marriage. thank you for that. That's awesome as always. And congrats to you guys. Here's one. I'm just doing these by date.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Enjoying the Monday show. Here are my 9-month-old Bezzany puppies? I'm just trying to say that.
Oh, no.
Cleo is the tricolor and Enzo is the red and white. Let's take a look.
Show me.
Oh, these are pretty dogs.
Oh.
Look at these.
They look like they would be really...
Love this one.
They look like they'd be great apocalypse dogs.
They do, don't they?
Like they'd just be so loyal and by your side the whole time.
And really not too hard to manage in that situation.
Yeah, they wouldn't bark and weird, and cause problems. They'd be lovely.
Yep, good call. Here they are again, chilling on the steps.
Oh.
This one looks skeevy. Like
my dog in an apocalypse, she's just going to screw me. She's so barky.
Yep. Are these both girls? I think they're girls. I like girl dogs.
Oh, they're so pretty.
Girl dogs are better because they don't have the little red wiener out all the time. I hate that. Anyway, they he says also, fun fact, these can't bark. That breed can't bark.
We were so right.
Says they can yodel and rough, but can't bark. That's awesome.
That's so cool.
Also, no name on this.
They're so I love when dogs like that have like, they look like eyebrows. They look angry.
I feel like they're up to something when they look like that. But what do I know?
A little sneaky.
Here's one. This one just in.
Welcome back, Carter.
Stop using that.
This is from Matt D. Says, I give you Maggie and Peach, my annoying dogs. I like this show's becoming a dog showcase.
I love it. Aw.
Look at them. Aw, I had one like this.
They got those like 1,000-yard stares. It's like, I used to be a man in another life.
Oh, yeah. You wonder what they would have been, right?
I know everything.
Like, if these dogs were men, let's see. This guy was an accountant here. Pretty straight shooter.
You can see that, yeah.
This one, maybe looked innocent, but there was some skeevy business going on.
Serial killer, but like in a...
Yeah. Got away with some stuff.
Yeah.
Thanks, Matt. We appreciate the look at your dogs. And then a Temu ad for some reason. Go away. All right.
Get out of here.
We got more, but we're going to have to wait for those for next time.
Yeah, we
got to
read our newest patrons.
That's right. We have a brand new list of patrons. Would you guys like to hear them? I sure would.
Sure
look who,
would.
Look who joined us. Joseph Booten.
Booten.
Booten. David R. Thurber. Ooh. Tanner Goodman. We know Tanner.
We do know Tanner.
And he is a good...
Good man. Men.
Goodman. Molly Fanton. Molly Fenton.
We also know Molly.
Spaghetti Syntax. Love that guy. He and I are working on a little. We got a little sneaky something we're working on.
Oh, he's the one you're working on, the little sneaky something.
A little sneaky, sneaky. Joel Snipes. I'll bet he does. He's also on the list. Toe Cutter. Toe Cutter from the original Mad Max.
Oh.
Did you know the actor who played the evil Toe Cutter in Mad Max 79 or whatever the year was? Is the same guy they got to play Immortan Joe in Fury Road.
Really? That's so cute.
And he died.
Yeah.
Made me sad.
Yeah.
Genie, as in Genie, one of my favorite people in our community.
G. Kinney.
That's exactly right. Mark, Amanda Goddard, Shan, I think is how you say this one. Bill Rudder, Lois Haley, Wabbit Magic. Love that guy.
Wabbit.
He's a super dork. He's great.
Super
and John dork. Kelly. Look at these amazing people. I doubt that's the John Kelly from NYPD Blue. He was a detective in that show.
Why am I... Who's the guy who dances?
What?
The one who's like a crazy dancer from like old movies.
I'm your Something crazy Kelly. Dancer. Oh, Gene Kelly.
Gene Kelly. John Kelly. It was close.
A crazy dancer from the 50s.
He was always dancing and doing stuff.
Anyway, you guys are all awesome. You've joined us over at patreon.com/TheMondayShow. And if it wasn't for you, we wouldn't probably be doing this because part of this is to help supplement Carter and her needs.
You make me sound like a crazy person. I'm just teasing. I don't know what you're doing.
It's all good. We just have to, you know, you gotta
this
belly
helps
up.
The show happen because...
It probably wouldn't happen without it.
Yeah.
That's what we're saying. We are going to do a monthly or a special monthly stream.
Yes.
Soon. For patrons only. That will be soon. We were going to try to do it yesterday, but things didn't work out.
We're
going
to figure it out. So many people over.
Yeah, it was a lot. So probably this weekend, if I had to guess. And we'll let you know plenty of time so you can be there for it.
Yeah.
What we'll do, we don't know yet. Art, game.
We know nothing, we basically.
Know. We don't know yet. We're trying to figure it out.
We'll figure it out.
But if you want pre-show content, if you want that, you want other cool stuff, go sign up for our monthly Patreon at patreon.com/TheMondayShow. And if you're looking for anything else, it's over at frogpants.com/Monday.
Monday.
Keep those texts and stuff coming, 801-471-0462. And that's it. Oh, and stick around, people in the chat. We're going to choose a title based on your submissions at frogpants.showbot.tv. Hopefully some of the mods and regulars have been passing that around in there. And if they haven't, I'll put it in now. So submit a title, vote on the ones you like, and Carter and I will make a pick.
Woo!
I think it's going to do it. Carter, is there anything else that we should take care of before we go?
No.
No?
No.
Not at all? You don't want to talk about your rice bowls? We should talk about those
rice
next week.
Bowls.
Or next week? Yeah, next week. For our 8th episode, we should talk about you and your rice bowls and how cool it would be if we had a cafe.
All the foods. Oh, I want a cafe.
Frog Pants Cafe, art gallery, studio upstairs, podcast happening all day.
Yeah. Little cafe downstairs.
Cafe downstairs. Carter does her world famous bowls. Kim runs the place, so it's efficient. I'm telling you, this would be the best.
We could swing it. It'd be great.
Oh, yeah. It's so cheap now to open a small.
Yeah, so cheap.
Yeah, very inexpensive.
It's the perfect time.
Like, cost nothing to buy space in a retail establishment. Anyway, those are all things I want. That's it for us. Thank you all for listening. We'll see you next time.
Get more at frogpants.com.
Welcome back, Carter.